Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Guys, so this is free.
Oh, this is free. We won't scrimp though. We'll try hard
we'll
for you.
We'll give it 100% for the allotted time that we have to do. But if you want the real, stuff,
the gold.
I mean,
this is fool's gold.
This is like surface stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want the real stuff, the real material with effort and thought.
Yes.
Then go to patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. And here's the thing, for those of you that aren't willing to pay but like us, we're thinking about doing some live shows.
What do you think?
What do you think about that? Would you come? Come to a live show?
What do you think? I mean, you might have to pay for a ticket. I know you don't believe in putting your hand in your pocket, you stingy bastards. But if you come to the show, you don't have to pay much.
No, you won't have to pay much, and you get to see us in all our glory.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing our world famous talent show, where you are the star. And you are the star of the show. And we get you, invite you up to do whatever it is you think you can do. And we'll judge whether or not you can actually do it.
And if you are really good, we want you to go straight to the final. We'll do like they do on the show. Bang!
Gold button.
Golden shower.
Golden shower, golden
shower. You get the golden shower.
Golden shower. But there's a prize to be won.
Oh yeah! If you pack off up, we can. I dare say we'll buy a prize.
I think what we'll do is for the winner of the talent show, we will buy them a pint at the bar afterwards.
Well, you can't say fairer than that.
I think that's a pretty good prize, isn't it?
And what's
will buy that.
How about that? We will buy you a drink. And what's more, sometimes some of these venues, they might give us
a
free drink anyway. So
we'll give it to you.
If you come to the dressing room, we might have one from earlier. That's got to be
You can have that.
We'll talk to you.
We'll
not
talk
for
you.
Long.
We'll talk
not for long, but for a bit.
For a little bit. Don't take the piss.
We've all got stuff. Don't I dare say, you'll probably want to get home as well. I mean, after you've seen this and thought, it's not quite as fun as I thought it was going to be, you'll probably want to go home at all.
Want to go home, go a bit flat. But you might not. You might be full of beans, in which case, don't hang around too long with us because, we've got things to do.
Yeah, but we do have an after-show party.
Oh, yeah, very much.
We've hired out the Dorchester with the one in London and up north, we got the Dorchester about £1,200 a night for our rooms.
Yeah.
And then up north, we got a place just outside Leeds.
It's called the Dorchester
Luxury.
As well.
It's called the Dorchester Luxury. It's £13
a night. Yeah,
plus.
So between the two rooms, it's going to cost us about £1,213.
We do need the money.
Yeah.
But you can come to the party. We've got all sorts. If we invite Elton.
Christ, they're all coming.
Elton
singing. John's coming. David Van Day will be there.
One Man Band. Leo Sayer. We've got
Kim Woodburn.
Kim
will be cleaning
afterwards and before,
Nicholas Whittle with his wobbly chin getting all
he'll be
defensive.
There. All the greats will be there.
Well, even Charles might come, the King.
The king is, and the queen concourse. She might come. And
they might come, but they're quite unreliable people. They say all the time, they say, I say, will you come to this thing that I'm doing? And they're like, yes, of course I'll come, Angelos. Yeah, you know, And then last minute, he's like, oh, Angelos, I've hurt my bum. I can't come, you know.
Yeah,
all the same. Always the same like that, you know.
You know, Hugh thingy, he reads the news.
Hugh Edwards.
Oh, he's full of it. Oh, all right, I'll come along. As soon as I finish the news, I take off my comedy tie. I'm going to make my way over to you in Watford. I said, well, I've got nibbles. I've got the lot being down to the corner shop. I've got some old speckled hens, Hugh. Yeah. We could watch Newsnight. And then I go, oh, no, maybe that's a busman's holiday.
You don't want to watch that.
I said, we can put on, I don't know, any old
show. Like a murder show.
All right, I'll be there. I set it all up. Margaret says, oh, shall I get, you know, some nibbles?
Hugh Edwards is coming.
Give some sandwiches. You should do a nice ham sandwich and all that. Yeah. Does he turn up? Does he? Fuck.
And what did he say? He doesn't even...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I read the news. I was so tired. I thought I better get back. I had a meeting with the DG of the BBC.
This is what they're like. This is Krishna Guru Murtis. That's the same, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'll ring him up. I says, Krishna, are you going to come round and we'll get stoned, right?
Oh, you go, cool.
And he's like, oh, yes, Angelos, I'd like to do that. No, please, I'll come round and get stoned.
Yeah.
I says, all right, well, I'll get the bong ready and all that.
Yeah, that's it.
Either smoke the bong or we can just, like, smoke...
blow it into each other's mouths.
Yeah, blowbacks and all that.
Yeah,
stuff. He says, oh, I'd love to do a blowback with you, Angelos, please.
Yeah. It dishes it out.
I says, I'll roll them up as well. Roll them up. So I'll bring my own stuff because it's quite strong, he says.
Yeah.
I says,
yeah.
Great. Well, that's really cool then. So you read the news. You do all of that. You'll be done by 8. And then come round for, say, what, 8:39? Because I'm only up the road.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, great, I'll do that. I'll get a car straight there. In fact, I might get a Addison Lee bike so that I'm there quicker.
Double quick.
Brilliant. Yeah. I said, I lay it all out on the coffee table in front of the... I put old episodes of Deal or No Deal on because I know he likes
it. He loves that. I know he does. Yeah.
Anyway, 8:30 comes. Nothing.
Oh, it's so rude.
Yeah, 8:35, still nothing. 9 o'clock, nothing. Anyway, I texted him. I says, Christian, it's 9 o'clock now. I'm just checking where you are, like that.
You had some oven chips in as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so she's and then I get nothing back from him.
Yeah.
9:10, I check, Christian, where are you, please? And he's like, he rings me up like that. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry, mate. What happened was when I came out of the studio, I farted. I'm like, I'm not right. He goes, yeah. So I didn't want to come after that.
What's your excuse?
He says, yeah, I farted when I came out of the studio. I just didn't want to come after that.
Yeah.
I says, why not? He says, I don't know. I just, you know, just it just made me feel a bit funny. I felt very unsatisfied with that response.
Ridiculous.
That's no excuse.
Exactly. I've done it loads of times.
You farted when you come out of the studio. Yeah. You don't want to come around and get stoned.
Yeah.
You went, yeah, it's just the way it is with me, you know.
Oh.
I says, well, I'm not asking you to come around again. That's how you're going to behave.
Well, funny you should say that, because I had the same thing with Judith Chalmers. What's her name? Ripon
Somerville.
Somerville and Judith Chalmers,
Chalmers,
isn't it?
Chalmers,
who do Rip Off Britain, the wonderful consumer affairs show.
I think it's very good value for money. Great. License fee alone.
But, of course, like all these celebrities, Christian, Hugh... You kind of go, you take them at face value. They're to be trusted.
Because you're very trustworthy faces.
I give it a large one to the slips. I'll come round. I've got some lovely Battenberg cake. Yeah. Andrew Ripper loves that red velvet they do at Marks & Spencer.
She shovels that in.
Shovels it. I've got some of that and it don't come cheap.
No, no, the expensive stuff.
The expensive stuff.
Special occasion stuff, right?
And I've got some sushi for lunch, which well, they all like because they're in the media. The
television, yeah.
Muck, cold raw fish. Mm. Ridiculous. Anyway, I've got it all ready. I've watched them on the show.
This is a lunchtime thing.
It's a lunchtime do. Right. I call it a brunch sort of thing.
Yeah, brunch, yeah.
So I'm there and I've put my best tie on and I've got all my nice slacks on that I bought.
Yeah.
Done it all night. Right. Margaret's got the old Glade out. Get a phone call about 1 o'clock. I say, you come in, ladies. Can you want me to pick you up from the stage?
Oh, all three of them, is it?
All three of them. Oh, it's right. Julia Somerville.
Right.
She goes, who is this? I said, I'm expecting you over. She says, what the fuck are you talking? I said, sorry. She said, let me pass you over to Angela. So Angela Rippon takes my guys. Look, we ain't coming over. We're having a right old booze up on Shepherd's Bush Green. So I said, oh.
How disappointing.
I said, can I speak to Judith? And Judith, I mean, she was in the background. She said, I don't want to talk to her. She set it up, you know. I can hear her going, tell him I'm not here, fuck off. No. She goes. So then she gets around and she goes, look, we're not interested. You know, the thing is, you've seen us on the I said, it wasn't my idea. You said you'd like to come here. I don't trust these celebrities, right?
They don't do what they say they're going to do. So if there's nothing in it for them.
So right. What happens, mid-afternoon, of course they've been on the sauce all morning since their show. That mid-afternoon, I was putting the sushi back in the fridge. Yeah. I thought, might not come coming, in, yeah, you know, yeah, not
giving up on them.
I said to next, do you want this red velvet cake from M&M?
That's nice.
Nice of me. Phone rings. And we're faces squashed up. They're all there, they're all pissed, you know.
Yeah.
I go, Judith's got something for you. I went, it's been all night. A show, and she's only pulling a movie.
Oh,
just
God,
outside the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Defective world.
Yeah.
Defective world.
Yeah. Show, and they went, oh, and it all went all fuzzy, and then just come stop, cut out.
It's disgusting. It's embarrassing, and there's no need to treat people like that.
Pay my licence fee. Yeah, I don't want that.
And also, what's difficult is when you see them on that show the next morning doing their ripping off stuff.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I've seen your bum off. I've seen your bum.
But if it comes to ripping off, you rip me off in the tune of about £8 with the sushi and the cake.
Yeah. So don't come at me with all that consumer advice.
Yeah, I've seen your bum off.
It's all about trust. You know, your show is all about trust. Exactly. And you breach your trust with me.
And Judith's bum is not orange like the rest of it. It's very
white.
Now, just time to do the disclaimer that's come through from Christian Guru Murphy does not smoke any soft drugs. He's not interested in a blowback. And he's never been
round because
of the farting or otherwise.
Yeah. And we're very happy to make that clear.
The producers would also like to point out that at no point did the three former television newscasters, Somerville, Rippon and Judith Chalmers, although she did Channel Show.
It's Hungerford. This is why Chalmers arranged it.
Hungerford, she's good as gold.
Yeah, she would have come round.
Oh, yeah. But those three, no. And
when
no,
they get together.
No point did I see Judith Chalmers. Happy to make that clear. It was for comedic purposes only, but imagine if it had happened.
And Hugh Edwards as well.
And Hugh Edwards as well.
He was never going to come round.
Never come round. But, you know, we're happy to say that these are honourable people. At no point did any of this shit happen.
None of that stuff happened.
No.
But it would have been good if it did.
Wouldn't it have been great?
Okay, so live show, let us know.
Yeah, come on. We'll do it if you want. We're up for it.
Are you? That's the question.
Are you
up for it?
And, of course, you freebie merchants, you won't know nothing about it unless you join Patreon.
Well, that's right.
We won't even tell you where it's on, will we?
We will say, go over to Patreon and you can find out all the details.
But Patreon, just to say, is very cheap. dirt cheap.
It was dirt cheap.
£2 or £3 if you're generous. To, you know, £4
if you really want to watch this
video.
So plenty of options. Yeah. Plenty of options. Okay. But now you continue to listen to us for nothing.
For nothing. Okay.
All right, guys. No problem.
Bye-bye. Okay, till next week. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.